Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new report by an independent panel calls out the MBTA for having a questionable approach to safety. Among other issues, it found failures in MBTA safety standards and accountability, even going so far as to say that safety is not a priority at the T. Jim Aloisi is a former state transportation secretary and is a current board member of the group Transit Matters. He joins us now to talk about this report's findings and what it means for the T. Jim, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me on, Bob.
So let me ask you, what was your first reaction to reading the report, and did anything stand out to you as surprising?
Well, it's surprising, I think, that the report is as stark an indictment as it is about the safety culture at the T. This is a very serious and sobering report, and, you know, the good news is that we have a governing body, the Fiscal Management and Control Board, that had the guts to commission this report and then had the guts to make it transparent. And I think we need to be thankful for that. But the report itself indicates that we've got a long way to go to transform our public transportation system into the kind of system that we can all have the maximum amount of confidence in.
The report claims that T employees refrain from reporting possible safety issues because they lack trust in their leadership and fear retribution. How does that happen, and what do you do to fix that?
I think that happens over time, and I think it's a function, you know, the report did indicate that the rapid, frequent turnover of leadership at the T is not a good thing. I think the way you change that is to have leadership from the very top make it very clear that the organization has to work in a collaborative way, that the organization has to work in a candid way, and that the organization has to work in a way where it's not siloed and where people feel like they're pulling on the rope in the same direction. That's not something you turn over quickly.
Governor Baker disputes the idea that the T has overlooked safety as a priority, as the report claims, saying that the T is safe while also agreeing it could still be safer. What do you make of his reaction?
Well, I think the governor has to come to terms with one singular issue, and that is his reluctance to provide the T with the financial and management resources it needs to get the job done. What this report makes clear is that the operating budget of the T is inadequate to the task. We need to have a significant increase in the amount of funding that the T receives on an annual basis so we can hire and attract talent, the kind of talent that will make safety a priority. At the same time, we cannot disregard the need to modernize and improve the system. We're not talking about small subsidies around the edges. We're talking about significant increases that the legislature needs and the governor need to come to terms with.
Are you worried that this report will be dismissed by top state officials, by team managers, and that the point of it will be missed?
I don't worry about that at all. The one thing I know for sure is that, you know, the MBTA right now is actually blessed to have pretty good leadership. I know those people. I believe in those people, and I think we're well served by those people. And so I have every confidence that they will get the job done. I'm hopeful, but they can't do it alone. They need the legislature and the governor to step up and to act quickly.
Jim Aloisi, former state secretary of transportation and current board member of the group Transit Matters, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR.
Thanks, Bob.